Paintings of Handel make it clear that the great composer was corpulent. But none of these portraits is cruel like the cartoon which French artist Joseph Goupy drew of the great composer. It shows Handel with the face of a pig, seated on a barrel of wine, playing the organ, with dead fowl ready to be cooked hanging from the organ pipes and bottles of alcohol strewn on the floor. The background story as to why this cartoon was drawn is a famous one. Goupy worked on painting stage scenery for some of Handel's operas. One day, Handel met Goupy in the street and invited him home for dinner. As they walked along, Handel was at pains to explain that he was short of money and that this would be a plain and simple dinner. It was indeed a Spartan dinner, and once it was over, Handel excused himself, saying that he was inspired and needed to write some music down. Goupy waited for ages for the composer to return and then went looking for him. Opening the door of the kitchen, Goupy witnessed Handel devouring rich food and drinking fine burgundy. Goupy slipped out of the house, angry and insulted. Shortly after this incident, he published the cartoon of Handel as a pig and named it The Charming Brute. Prints of the cartoon were widely circulated. Handel was indeed corpulent, and is known to have overindulged by eating too much and also drinking too much. It was his indulgence in wine which may have caused him to suffer from lead poisoning, but I'll tell you more about that next week. At the time of this cartoon, Handel had just composed the oratorio Deborah, and from this work here is the grand double chorus which follows the overture. Immortal Lord of Earth and Skies is sung here by the New College Choir, Oxford, and the Salisbury Cathedral Choristers, and the King's Consort is conducted by Robert King. To listen to this bonbon again, please go to www.fmr.co.za. Click on Podcasts, Anna's Baroque Bonbons.
Oh,